the Center for Entrepreneurial Learning runs the entrepreneurship elective eTech Projects at the University of Cambridge. We are delighted to be working with a number of university departments to offer this opportunity to take a credit-bearing course on entrepreneurship. eTech Projects is designed to develop entrepreneurial skills among scientists and accelerate the diffusion of innovations based on early stage and potentially disruptive technologies coming from University of Cambridge research. We have been fortunate to engage a number of inventors to offer real projects for students to evaluate with real value and real potential. The resulting due diligence reports are shared with inventors and other organizations to help in the commercialization of the scientific invention. Students gain key skills in recognizing opportunities and assessing the validity of emerging technologies. Students also develop an understanding of the process of taking these novel technologies to market. That's not something you usually experience in a lab. The students work in teams to prepare a commercial feasibility report and present the findings to the inventors. Supervision and support is provided, which covers topics such as opportunity evaluation, developing business concepts, and making presentations. The projects are underpinned by a series of faculty and practitioner-led lectures. The practitioners are experienced entrepreneurs. For example, Paul Webster of UbiSense, Jamie Urquhart of Bond Ventures, or Uday Fatka of Cartesia. Each have attained business success. There are 12 sessions covering key elements of successful commercialization of emerging technologies. These sessions typically cover conducting due diligence on the science and technology, applying creativity in commercializing novel technologies, stepping stones for commercialization, market and industry assessment, identifying routes to market, and leadership and management of emerging technologies. It's useful to consider attending the Center's Enterprise Tuesday series of lectures and networking, which runs from November to the end of February. The series will help enhance your learning as well as connect you to others involved in or interested in entrepreneurship in and around Cambridge. Students are assessed in groups and as individuals. The group project is centered around the evaluation of the commercial potential of university invention. The individual assessment is based on a set of short individual assignments. This is definitely not a soft option and requires hard work, but students get to be involved with real emerging technologies with benefits not only for themselves, but also for the inventors. More specifically, students gain experience in performing due diligence on real emerging technologies, developing key skills in opportunity recognition and evaluation, and understanding the process of taking novel technologies to market. In the process, students develop some of those transferable skills such as team working, creativity, and problem solving, which can help future employment and career objectives. Students also get the chance to understand entrepreneurship and the skills required to start up technology-based venture. There are, of course, many examples of Cambridge graduates who have taken this route, including people at the center of the Cambridge cluster, such as Dr. Herman Hauser, Dr. Andy Hopper, and Dr. Mike Lynch. But also, more recent graduates, such as Dr. Billy Boyle of Owlstone, Dr. Seamus Hashir of Cambridge Temperature Concept, and Dr. Nick Hahn of Blue Genome. Inventors offering projects for evaluations also gain from the course. By performing market research, commercial evaluation, and identifying routes to market, eTech Projects helps the inventors develop the commercial potential for their innovations as well as develop a commercialization strategy, all within a safe and high-quality environment. So, are you interested in learning entrepreneurial skills? Would you like to join us? The undergraduate courses incorporating eTech Projects are in the departments of Material Science and Metallurgy, Physics, Chemical Engineering and Biotechnology, and the Faculty of Biological and Biomedical Sciences. Students from these departments need to sign up through their course selection procedures for the Lent term. If you have any questions about the course, please take a look at the relevant pages on the website or contact me by email.